Hi and welcome to What's Next. I'm Thomas Wenström, and today's What's Next is a bit different from the others that I have made. Basically, this program is a heads up for the coming Web 2.0 conference, Hey 2007, which will be held in Stockholm the 21st of April. And the guys behind the conference, this Web 2.0 conference, are Sriram and Raywin.
Hi, Thomas. Hello. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Not at all. A pleasure.
I was wondering if you basically just could tell me a bit about this Web 2.0 conference, what it's all about.
Well, basically, a group of us came together and we thought about having a conference on some very relevant issues. We decided to have it as Web 2.0 because there seems to be no hype about it in Stockholm, unfortunately. So we decided, hey, let's have a conference on Web 2.0 where we invite lots of companies that are specializing in online services and people from the industry, for example, and then get them to speak to a bunch of students. But as we spoke to more people from the industry, we slowly refocused our attention to getting more people from the industry as opposed to students. And all of us are pretty much in touch with what's happening in Web 2.0 in Silicon Valley and things like that.
And so then we should tell the listeners that you have been in Sweden for, what is it, 7 months?
Yep, 7 months.
And you are exchange students from Singapore, that's right?
Yep, that's right.
And basically just after being in Sweden for a couple of months, you started to organize this great event, I have to say.
Well, you could say that after coming here, our friends in Silicon Valley were organizing so many things, and we realized that we should have the same things in Stockholm, and then one thing led to another, and then now you have it. Hey, 2007.
All right. So let's focus a bit on the conference then, on the content of it. So there will be a number of speakers. Who is coming?
Well, first, we have Eric Wolfosch, and he's a master's student at KTH, and he's starting an online business as well. Next, we have Henrik Torstensen. Henrik Torstensen works at Stardoll AB, and he's one of the pioneer bloggers of Sweden, and his blog has something like, say, 500 subscribed readers. Also, we have Andreas in from Spotify. Is looking into the industry of music streaming. And we have Joe Armstrong. He's one of the founders of the Erlang programming language. We also have Nikolai Nyholm, the CEO of Polarose, and Bjorn Jeffrey. He works and owns Good Old. Good Old.
Yeah, Bjorn Jeffrey is a nice guy. I met him.
Oh, yeah, you know him as well.
Yeah, I know him. He's from Malmö. So. I'm a bit interested in this guy, Nikolai Nyholm from Polarose. Can you tell me a bit more about what he's doing?
Okay, Polarose is a company that deals with photo tagging online. And basically what they do is they analyze photos and they identify images of humans within that. And what people can do on the site is they can tag individuals in the photos that say if there's a photo of the three of us, Thomas, Sriram and Raywin, in the same place, people can come in and they can tag our names to each of our photos, so such that eventually next time, if I would say I want to search for an image of Thomas, I could go to the site that could search for Thomas, and all the photos that were tagged with your name would then appear. So I could if I were looking for you, I could identify you out of say all the photos that were uploaded to the site.
So they are using some kind of face recognition algorithm to identify people?
We can't speak for the technology that they use, but what they have done is, I suppose they have found a way to identify human images within the image itself, and I mean, they tag it with a little rose icon, which is their polar rose, and from there you can tag these human images with the names.
Yeah, and they have received a lot of venture capital, and will be going live in the close future, from what I understand from their homepage at least. Let's speak about another speaker on the conference. You have Andreas from Spotify.
Andreas will speak about the Spotify story. He'll share with us how Spotify moved into the music streaming industry, even though there were other competitors in this arena, such as Pandora and Last FM. He'll also be sharing with us how various tools enabled them to progress so far with the music streaming client.
All right. So this conference will be held 21st of April in Stockholm. If you would like to attend, how do you do that?
And public registration would be around 10th of April. You can expect anyone. We'll publicize the website for registration, and people can register for it.
Yep, no problem. If you want to register for the conference, do check back at our website regularly. Once public registrations are open, we'll post a notice, and you can feel free to register then.
And who are you aiming at? What kind of people do you think will attend?
Those who are interested, or those who are already working in internet startups, those who are interested generally in online trends, Web 2.0 trends. I think this will be an ideal conference for them.
Let's talk a bit about you then. You are from Singapore, as I understand.
Yep, yeah.
So how did you end up in Sweden, and what are you doing here?
Well, we are all, actually the whole Hey 2007 conference is organized by New Start, and New Start is made up of a group of students who are from the National University of Singapore, and we are here on a one-year internship. What we do here is we work with various companies, various startups around Stockholm, and at the same time try to organize various entrepreneurial events such as Hey 2007.
So I find it a bit ironic actually that a Web 2.0 conference in Stockholm is not made by Swedes. By guys from Singapore.
I think we've heard that quite a bit.
Yeah, we've heard that quite a bit. I think after all, actually to tell you the truth, what matters eventually is that we have a forum like this in the first place. And I think what we hope to create or to kickstart would be more events of similar kinds. You mean laid back, casual, interactive events like this to occur all over Sweden. It's just that we have fallen in love with this place. And
very much so
to the extent that we're doing this. So our hope is just that this continues for time and time to come, and then in the hope that there could be future huge technologies coming out of Stockholm and Sweden.
All right. So then thank you for joining me on the show, and good luck with arranging the conference. And I just have to ask you have to mention the address to your website where you can read up on what is happening.
Yep, no problem. That would be www.nustart.sg/HEJ2007.
So that's basically nustart.sg. /hey2007.
Yep, perfect.
Swedish English combination.
Precise.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, thank you, Sriram and Raven, for coming on the show, and good luck with the conference.
Yeah, thank you for having us so much.